The gubernatorial candidates have stayed away from a lot of specifics in their health care plans, but both Republican Jim Ryan and Democrat Rod Blagojevich support efforts to pay for prescription drugs for senior citizens. In the primary election, Blagojevich went as far as proposing a cigarette tax increase to pay for drug coverage, but he dropped that plan after the legislature raised cigarette taxes earlier in the year. Both candidates mentioned the issue during campaign appearances and media interviews. Blagojevich used this oft-repeated line on the stump this year.
And we will care for our seniors and give them real and meaningful prescription drug coverage so that no senior citizen should ever again have to make the choice between food and medicine.
Blagojevich touts a universal prescription drug plan for seniors. His campaign says federal assistance will help pay for that program in the first couple of years. He expects to propose long-range plans in the coming days. Another idea is to do a better job of negotiating discounts with major drug companies. Billy Weinberg with the Blagojevich campaign says Illinois needs to do better in those negotiations.
Illinois generates among the lowest savings of any state in the country on prescription drugs for seniors. So clearly there's more that the state of Illinois can do to make sure that seniors have the kind of medical care that they deserve.
A number of states are investigating and forming purchasing alliances to negotiate prices. Illinois does some negotiation already. Attorney General Jim Ryan has reiterated throughout the campaign that he filed suit against the tobacco companies, and in turn, some of the proceeds have already helped pay for health programs assisting seniors with drug coverage. There's nothing fancy in Jim Ryan's plan. He says it's an issue that Congress should address. But in the meantime, he says Illinois has a successful foundation of programs that help senior citizens cover drugs, including the Circuit Breaker and the new Senior Care Program.
I think between the two, a total of about 500,000 seniors will be covered. And that's real concrete progress. That's just not rhetoric. There'll be a lot of people whose lives have been touched by this, senior citizens. And we want to do more, and we're going to talk about that before this campaign's over.
The senior advocacy group AARP says Illinois as a state has done well in helping the neediest senior citizens, and with that foundation, the candidates have something to start with. Jim Ryan campaign advisor Al Grosball says Ryan simply wants to take that foundation and expand it when possible.
We're not pushing any new bureaucracies or new programs. We think that the existing programs that are on the books are the right approach. We need to begin expanding those programs. All are excellent programs. We should not try and reinvent the wheel. We should build on those programs and make them apply to more people in this state.
The real obstacle for any type of expansion at the state level now is the cost. In the short term, the state budget crunch will make it difficult to expand programs above and beyond any new federal assistance. And in the long term, by the year 2020, there will be an additional 200,000 people in the state receiving senior citizen benefits. So this probably won't just be an issue for Jim Ryan or Rod Blagojevich, but the actions of the next governor could affect how Illinois deals with the matter for years to come. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.